This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio in this third hour. Wow, where does all the time go when you're having fun? By the way, I'm really enjoying your listenership. I can hear you listening right now. All of you, the multitudes across the fruited plains. And beyond, you know, we have listeners in, actually in all parts of the world. We have some new Californians actually in foreign countries right now. I bet, isn't that kind of odd? They want to help. I mean, it's not like foreign assistants are actually citizens of the United States. They're working in other countries. And they want to be a part of, and they are a part of, the new California state movement. Now, make sure you get your act together and become a member of the new California state movement. And you can do so by going to the website and clicking on the membership application there and filling out the information. So go to newcaliforniastate.com and get that information. Also, we're really pushing hard for the DEF system, which is, of course, our ultra-secret process by which we protect all of our conversations on our cell phones, any phone, actually, any number, even if it's a tablet, you can protect all of your communications there. Text messages in particular, and of course, sound, audio that goes along with talking on the phone. You're 100% protected against all the agencies who might be trying to get in and listen to you or steal your data. Just by happenstance, they steal your data. I've been using the DEF system myself since 2014, that long. It's the same system that Donald Trump used in 2016. He uses today, actually, to protect all of his communications. You probably remember all the problems that he had when he first converted to the after being on the campaign trail. Nobody heard a thing. In fact, that's one of the reasons why this whole Mueller disaster is a disaster now, is that they don't have the goods on anybody in the Trump campaign who was using the DEF system. Yeah. And we were using the DEF system at the same time, and very, very happy that I've been using the DEF system since 2014. It's when you know you're being listened to, you can tell. Ha ha. Anyway, I would go to the website, A21R.com. It's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system. Okay, so we've got people desperate now because it's over. This is ended, this whole thing about the Russian collusion delusion, which there was none. Now, how many times have you heard me say, pounding on this table, there is no Russia collusion delusion story, nothing there, not a zip. And that's because I know, because, well, we have the DEF system, and we were in communication with someone. If they had all the communications, I'd probably be drawn up, and Scott Bennett for sure, drawn up before one of those panels. But that never happened because they did not know, because they could not listen, and they could not identify. I hate it when that happens, but it did. But anyway, but the Dems are desperate now. They're just they don't have the whole picture, and they're desperate. And this is an interesting clip. Listen, this is Joe Scarborough and his situation. Here we go.
The only way to defeat Donald Trump, and I've said this for years, is you've got to get in his face. You've got to smother him politically. It's got to be like a Dean Smith, like full court UNC press, where they can't even pass the ball in bounds without three great athletes around them at all times. But Marco, all the people, Ted Cruz, none of them knew how to fight. I mean, think about Ted Cruz. This man insulted Ted Cruz's wife, said she was ugly, and said his father killed JFK. Now, if somebody did that to me, they would not be there. They would not have been elected president of the United States, because I would have spent every waking second figuring out how to destroy their political career, and I would have done it. That would have been my mindset. That's all I would have thought about. I would have been driven by it. Take Jeb Bush. Donald Trump insults Jeb Bush, retweets a slur against Jeb Bush's wife. Right? Jeb Bush said, you should apologize for that. Donald Trump said, I'm not going to apologize for that. Jeb Bush says nothing else. No, no, no. Everything stops right there. And you turn to Donald Trump and say, hey, you know what, Donald? Here's the deal. I may not win, but neither are you, because I'm going to spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, working, focusing, not going to sleep until I figure out how to turn your political bones to dust. And when I turn it to dust, at that point, I'm then going to spit on it. And then I'm going to sweep it off the stage and make sure nobody remembers you for anything other than being the mean clown that you are. Again, I'm sorry to scare children this morning, but I'm talking about a mindset.
Oh, that's okay. You absolutely have terrified the adults in the listening audience, Joe.
And by the way, I'm dead serious Democrats running for president of the United States.
Listen to this.
I'm dead serious Democrats running the House of Representatives. If you want to stop Donald Trump, it is time to stop fighting by Marcus of Queensberry rules. It's time to roll up your sleeves and go after him and do whatever it takes to win. If you don't do that, well,
you'll see him again.
Yeah,
you'll
have Donald Trump for four more years.
Mika Brzezinski, she's got it. You'll see him again. Yeah, I gotta listen. You know, I gotta listen to this.
The only way
Queensberry
will go after him and do whatever it takes to win. If you don't do that, well,
you'll see him again.
You'll see him again. Okay, I. What is wrong with me? Listen,
takes to win. If you don't do that, well,
you'll see him again.
You'll see him again. Now, you know that's going to end up as a soundbite in one of the intros, right? But let's just so you know, this is how radio is done. Sometimes you get these real nuggets. This is Mika Brzezinski. All right, here we go.
Leaves and go after him and do whatever it takes to win. If you don't do that, well,
you'll see him again.
Yeah.
Do you see? If you don't do that, you're going to see him again. okay, we've had enough fun at the expense of those people. Those people, you people, you people. Marcus of Queensbury rules. You know, what is the Marcus of Queensbury? You know, and Donald Trump, he doesn't fight with, maybe, maybe they don't understand. Now, you know what I'm doing right now. I'm going to go to Wikipedia. What is Marcus of Queensbury rules? I've never really looked it up. I mean, you know, what is Marcus of Queensbury? Here we go. I know people say, Paul, I like what you do when you do this. Here we go. It pops right up on the computer. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Here it is. Marcus of Queensbury rules. Quickly. We don't have time. We've got a commercial coming up. Oh, come on. Come on, computer. Think about it. Don't be constipated. No computer constipation, please. So anyway, Donald Trump does not play by the same playbook that most people understand the playbook to be played by. He's got his own rules. And they're not Marcus of Queensbury rules. And why do I know that? Because they're right here in front of my face right now, I think. Got to wait for it to come up. Come on. We'll have to come back. The commercial takes precedence over the blank screen that's now still. Oh, Marcus of Queensbury. Here we go. We'll come back. We're going to talk about Marcus of Queensbury's rules. Queensbury's rules. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, we were talking about the Joel Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski in their show about Donald Trump saying, you got to get in their face and get aggressive. No Marcus of Queensberry's rules. Okay, so we looked it up. I've never really understood. I knew that it's about boxing, the Marcus of Queensberry rules. And if you go and look at the history of boxing, it's quite fascinating, actually. And there's a lot of movies and so on about how boxing grew up and bare knuckles and all this stuff. And the Irish and the Italians used to have all these big fights, the eye-ties, they call them. Anyway, back in the day for immigration. So Marcus of Queensberry rules. This is it. I mean, I'm going to do this as a very short stop here because I want to get into the Jim Jordan thing. It says the Marcus of Queensberry's rule are a code of generally accepted rules in the sport of boxing, drafted in London in 1865 and published in 1867, they were named so as the ninth Marcus of Queensberry publicly endorsed the code, although they were written by a Welsh sportsman named John Graham Chambers. The code of rules on which boxing is based, the Queensberry rules, were the first to mandate the use of gloves in boxing. See, they had bare knuckle before that. The Queensberry rules eventually superseded the London, blah, blah, blah. It says, in popular culture, the term is sometimes used to refer to a sense of sportsmanship and fair play. Now, for those of you that think that Donald Trump does not play fair, I would say, no, Donald Trump does play fair. He's just playing a different game. And you don't get the game. Nothing about rules. I think he tells you what's going on. Hell, he told you about this whole Russian delusion thing. There was no there. What's better than that? What's the game? Well, it's his game of being honest with you. Wow. An honest politician. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. Aren't you shocked? Listen, Joe Scarborough and Nico Bozinski. He's just being honest. What? I know that's a shock to you. This honesty thing? I'm absolutely all in on you not understanding that. Here's Jim Jordan, though, going at Mueller.
Director, the FBI interviewed Joseph Mifsud on February 10th, 2017. In that interview, Mr. Mifsud lied. You point this out on page 193, volume 1. Mifsud denied. Mifsud also falsely stated. In addition, Mifsud omitted. Three times he lied to the FBI, yet you didn't charge him with the crime.
Did you say 193?
Volume 1, 193. He lied three times. You pointed out in the report. Why didn't you charge him with the crime?
I can't get into internal deliberations with regard who would or would not be.
Charge a lot of other people for making a false statement. Let's remember this. In 2016, the FBI did something they probably haven't done before. They spied on two American citizens associated with a presidential campaign, George Papadopoulos and Carter Page.
Oops.
With Carter
Oops.
Page, they went to the FISA court. They used the now famous dossier as part of the reason they were able to get the warrant and spy on Carter Page for a better part of a year. With Mr. Papadopoulos, they didn't go to the court. They used human sources. All kinds of, from about the moment Papadopoulos joins the Trump campaign, you got all these people all around the world starting to swirl around him. Names like Halper, Downer, Mifsud, Thompson, meeting in Rome, London, all kinds of places. The FBI even sent a lady posing as somebody else, went by the name Azra Turk, even dispatched her to London to spy on Mr. Papadopoulos. In one of these meetings, Mr. Papadopoulos is talking to a foreign diplomat, and he tells the diplomat, Russians have dirt on Clinton. That diplomat then contacts the FBI, and the FBI opens an investigation based on that fact. You point this out on page one of the report. July 31st, 2016, they open the investigation based on that piece of information. Diplomat tells Papadopoulos, Russians have dirt, Papadopoulos tells a diplomat, Russians have dirt on Clinton. Diplomat tells the FBI. What I'm wondering is, who told Papadopoulos? How'd he find out?
I can't get into the evidentiary filing.
Yes, you can, because you wrote about it. You gave us the answer. Page 192 of the report, you tell us who told him. Joseph Mifsud. Joseph Mifsud's a guy who told Papadopoulos, the mysterious professor who lives in Rome and London.
Yeah, this is the guy that Devin Nunez fingered. And see, this is the disconnect when everybody realizes at this point in time, Mueller doesn't know what's in his own report. I mean, it's like over the questioning of so many times, people sitting in the room are realizing he doesn't know what's in his own report. So the belief system, which has been laid down by so many, that he was just a figurehead and he had a bunch of operatives. Oh, yeah, Andrew Weissman. The man with Enron, a man who put so money in prison. The Supreme Court found against him, actually, for a whole bunch of guys. 9-0. Let him loose because of false evidence that Weissman had used back in the day. This guy's a real, and of course he's a crony for the Clintons. The Clinton crony is the major head behind Mueller's investigation. And it's just been outed by Jordan.
Works and teaches in two different universities. This is the guy who told Papadopoulos. He's the guy who starts it all. And when the FBI interviews him, he lies three times, and yet you don't charge him with a crime. You charge Rick Gates for false statements. You charge Paul Manafort for false statements. You charge Michael Cohen with false statements. You charge Michael Flynn, a three-star general, with false statements. But the guy who puts the country through this whole saga, starts it all for 3 years we've lived this now. He lies, and you guys don't charge him. And I'm curious as to why.
Well, we can't get into it, and it's obvious, I think, that we can't get into charging decisions.
When the FBI interviewed him in February, FBI interviews him in February, when the special counsel's office interviewed Mifsud, did he lie to you guys, too?
Can't get into that.
Did you interview Mifsud?
Can't get into that.
Is Mifsud Western intelligence
can't
or Russian intelligence?
Can't get into that.
A lot of things you can't get into. What's interesting, you can charge 13 Russians no one's ever heard of, no one's ever seen, no one's ever going to hear of them, no one's ever going to see them. You can charge them. You can charge all kinds of people who are around the president with false statements. But the guy who launches the guy who puts this whole story in motion, you can't charge him. I think that's amazing.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.
Well, I'm reading from your report. Mifsud told Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos tells the diplomat. The diplomat tells the FBI. The FBI opens the investigation July 31st, 2016. And here we are 3 years later, July of 2019. The country's been put through this. And the central figure who launches it all lies to us. And you guys don't hunt him down and interview him again. And you don't charge him with a crime. Now, here's the good news. Here's the good news. The president was falsely accused of conspiracy. The FBI does a 10-month investigation. And James Comey, when we deposed him a year ago, told us at that point they had nothing. You do a 22-month investigation. At the end of that 22 months, you find no conspiracy. And what's the Democrats want to do? They want to keep investigating. They want to keep going. Maybe a better course of action, maybe a better course of action is to figure out how the false accusation started. Maybe it's to go back and actually figure out why Joseph Mifsud was lying to the FBI. And here's the good news. Here's the good news. That's exactly what Bill Barr's doing. And thank goodness for that. That's exactly what the Attorney General and John Durham are doing. They're going to find out why we went through this three-year saga and get to the bottom of it.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
Yeah. Expired. Don't you love it when a plan comes? Listen, I am so happy because it is over. Now we can get on to New California. But first, we may hear from Tucker Carlson. I don't know. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Behind enemy lines. Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay. Devin Nunez is going to blow the place apart. This is his questioning of Mueller, and it was kind of like one of those moments like, what did he say? Now, it's interesting. He shared the information with a group of Republicans in San Luis Obispo. I was there, and many other New Californians were there. Shout out to the San Luis Obispo Republican Party, who's all in on New California, I might add, and the great turnout that you had there for that reception for Devin Nunez. Got a chance to take a picture with him and everything. So, and had some conversation with him about New California. But he dropped this bombshell the other day, well, several weeks or 3 weeks ago when we were down there.
Last gasp of the Russia collusion conspiracy theory. As Democrats continue to foist this spectacle on the American people, as well as you, Mr. Mueller, the American people may recall the media first began spreading this conspiracy theory in the spring of 2016, when Fusion GPS, funded by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign, started developing the Steele dossier, a collection of outlandish accusations that Trump and his associates were Russian agents. Fusion GPS, Steele, and other Confederates fed these absurdities to naive or partisan reporters, and to top officials in numerous government agencies, including the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the State Department. Among other things, the FBI used dossier allegations to obtain a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. Despite acknowledging dossier allegations as being salacious and unverified, former FBI Director James Comey briefed those allegations to President Obama and President-elect Trump. Those briefings conveniently leaked to the press, resulting in the publication of the dossier and launching thousands of false press stories based on the word of a foreign ex-spy, one who admitted he was desperate that Trump lose the election and who was eventually fired as an FBI source for leaking to the press. After Comey himself was fired, by his own admission, he leaked derogatory information on President Trump to the press for the specific purpose, and successfully so, of engineering the appointment of a special counsel who sits here before us today. The FBI investigation was marred by further corruption and bizarre abuses. Top DOJ official Bruce Ohr, whose own wife worked on Fusion GPS's anti-Trump operation, Fed Steele's information to the FBI even after the FBI fired Steele. The top FBI investigator and his lover, another top FBI official, constantly texted about how much they hated Trump and wanted to stop him from being elected. And the entire investigation was opened based not on Five Eyes intelligence, but on a tip from a foreign politician about a conversation involving Joseph Mifsud. He's a Maltese diplomat who's widely portrayed as a Russian agent, but seems to have far more connections with Western governments, including our own FBI and our own State Department, than with Russia. Brazenly ignoring all these red flags, as well as the transparent absurdity of the claims they are making, the Democrats have argued for nearly 3 years that evidence of collusion is hidden just around the corner. Like the Loch Ness Monster, they insist it's there, even if no one can find it. Consider this. In March 2017, Democrats on this committee said they had more than circumstantial evidence of collusion, but they couldn't reveal it yet. Mr. Mueller was soon appointed, and they said he would find the collusion. Then when no collusion was found in Mr. Mueller's indictments, the Democrats said we'd find it in his final report. Then when there was no collusion in the report, we were told Attorney General Barr was hiding it. Then when it was clear Barr wasn't hiding anything, we were told it will be revealed through a hearing with Mr. Mueller himself. And now that Mr. Mueller is here, they are claiming that the collusion has actually been in his report all along, hidden in plain sight. And they're right. There is collusion in plain sight. Collusion between Russia and the Democratic Party. The Democrats colluded with Russian sources to develop the Steele dossier. And Russian lawyer Natalia Veselskaya colluded with the dossier's key architect, Fusion GPS head Glenn Simpson. The Democrats have already admitted, both in interviews and through their usual anonymous statements to reporters, that today's hearing is not about getting information at all. They said they want to, quote, bring the Mueller report to life and create a television moment through ploys like having Mr. Mueller recite passages from his own report. In other words, this hearing is political theater. It's a Hail Mary attempt to convince the American people that collusion is real and that it's concealed in the report. Granted, that's a strange argument to make about a report that is public. It's almost like the Democrats prepared arguments accusing Mr. Barr of hiding the report and didn't bother to update their claims once he published the entire thing. Among congressional Democrats, the Russia investigation was never about finding the truth. It's always been a simple media operation. By their own accounts, this operation continues in this room today. Once again, numerous pressing issues this committee needs to address are put on hold to indulge the political fantasies of people who believed it was their destiny to serve Hillary Clinton's administration. It's time for the curtain to close on the Russia hoax. The conspiracy theory is dead. At some point, I would argue, we're going to have to get back to work Until then, I yield back the balance of my time.
Wow. We. Devin Nunez lays it out. Devin Nunez lays it out. Don't you hate it when that happens? Now, the next part of this is the questioning that Nunez goes through in the hearing. That was his introduction.
As a former FBI director, you'd agree that the FBI is the world's most capable law enforcement agency.
I would say we're, yes.
The FBI claims the counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign began on July 31st, 2016. But in fact, it began before that. In June 2016, before the investigation officially opened, Trump campaign associates Carter Page and Stephen Miller, a current Trump advisor, were invited to attend a symposium at Cambridge University in July 2016. Your office, however, did not investigate who was responsible for inviting these Trump associates to this symposium. Your investigators also failed to interview Stephen Schrage, an American citizen who helped organize the event and invited Carter Page to it. Is that correct?
Can you repeat the question?
Whether or not you interviewed Stephen Schrage, who organized the Cambridge.
Okay, in those areas, I am going to stay away from.
The first Trump associate to be investigated was General Flynn. Many of the allegations against him stem from false media reports that he had an affair with a Cambridge academic, Svetlana Lokova, and that Lokova was a Russian spy. Some of these allegations were made public in a 2017 article written by British intelligence historian Christopher Andrew. Your report fails to reveal how or why Andrew and his collaborator, Richard Dearlove,
We're going to come back to this, and there's more to it. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
It's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, we're going to get back to this Nunez. This is Nunez questioning Mueller. This is the first part of this was his introduction as the ranking member of the which I can't remember which one it was. It's not Senate, not the Intelligence Committee. The other one that was in the afternoon. He laid out the law basically. Now this is the questioning of Mueller by Nunez. Pay close attention because this is with the earth shattering, basically the earthquake underneath the Democrats. He blows out Mueller and this whole notion of the dossier as being the original source.
Thank you. Welcome, Director. As a former FBI director, you'd agree that the FBI is the world's most capable law enforcement agency.
I would say yes.
The FBI claims the counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign began on July 31st, 2016. But in fact, it began before that. In June 2016, before the investigation officially opened, Trump campaign associates Carter Page and Stephen Miller, a current Trump advisor, were invited to attend a symposium at Cambridge University in July 2016. Your office, however, did not investigate who was responsible for inviting these Trump associates to this symposium. Your investigators also failed to interview Stephen Schrage, an American citizen who helped organize the event and invited Carter Page to it. Is that correct?
Can you repeat the question?
Whether or not interviewed Stephen Schrage, who organized the Cambridge.
Okay, in those areas, I am going to stay away from. Okay.
The first Trump associate to be investigated was General Flynn. Many of the allegations against him stem from false media reports that he had an affair with a Cambridge academic, Svetlana Lokova, and that Lokova was a Russian spy. Some of these allegations were made public in a 2017 article written by British intelligence historian Christopher Andrew. Your report fails to reveal how or why Andrew and his collaborator, Richard Dearlove, former head of Britain's MI6, spread these allegations. And you failed to interview Svetlana Lokova about these matters. Is that correct?
I'm not going to get into those matters to which you refer.
You had a team of 19 lawyers, 40 agents, and an unlimited budget, correct, Mr. Mueller?
I would not say we had an unlimited budget.
Let's continue with the ongoing or the opening of the investigation, supposedly on July 31st, 2016. The investigation was not opened based on an official product from Five Eyes Intelligence, but based on a rumor conveyed by Alexander Downer. On volume 1, page 89, your report describes him blandly as a representative of a foreign government. But he was actually a longtime Australian politician, not a military or intelligence official, who had previously arranged a $25 million donation to the Clinton Foundation and has previous ties to Dearlove. So Downer conveys a rumor he supposedly heard about a conversation between Papadopoulos and Joseph Mifsud. James Comey has publicly called Mifsud a Russian agent, yet your report does not refer to Mifsud as a Russian agent. Mifsud has extensive contacts with Western governments and the FBI. For example, there is a recent photo of him standing next to Boris Johnson, the new Prime Minister of Great Britain. What we're trying to figure out here, Mr. Mueller, is if our NATO allies or Boris Johnson have been compromised. So we're trying to figure out, Comey says Mifsud is a Russian agent, you do not. So do you stand by what's in the report?
I stand by that which is in the report, and Not so necessarily with that which is not in the report.
I want to return to Mr. Downer. He denies that Papadopoulos mentioned anything to him about Hillary Clinton's emails. And in fact, MFSA denies mentioning to Papadopoulos. He denies that Papadopoulos mentioned anything to him about Hillary Clinton's emails. And in fact, MFSA denies mentioning them to Papadopoulos in the first place. So how does the FBI know to continually ask Papadopoulos about Clinton's emails for the rest of 2016? Even more strangely, your sentencing memo on Papadopoulos blames him for hindering the FBI's ability to potentially detain or arrest MFSID. But the truth is, MFSID waltzed in and out of the United States in December 2016. The U.S. media could find him, the Italian press found him, and he's a supposed Russian agent at the epicenter of the purported collusion conspiracy. He's the guy who knows about Hillary Clinton's emails and that the Russians have them. But the FBI failed to question him for a half a year after officially opening the investigation. And then according to Volume 1, page 193 of your report, once MFSID finally was questioned, he made false statements to the FBI. But you declined to charge him. Is that correct? You did not indict Mr. MFSID?
I'm not going to speak to the series of happenings as you articulated them.
But you did not indict Mr.
MFSID. Time of the gentleman has expired.
Pardon?
You did not indict Mr. MFSID.
True.
So MFSID lies, and he doesn't indict him. And he's the guy who starts the whole thing off, and he doesn't indict him. He comes and goes into the country. He doesn't get questioned. And they say, oh, they didn't know that. But the reality is they did know it. They knew exactly who he was. So what in the world why did they do that, I guess, is the big question, right? And the big question I think we could probably answer for ourselves, couldn't we? That really what it was a cover-up. Oh, here's one. Hannity. Mueller's testimony was an unmitigated disaster. Everybody likes that unmitigated word right there. I just wonder. Let's hear what Hannity has to say about this. We'll give him a few minutes here. How's that? We'll get rid of the commercials. Here we go.
The real Russia investigation is only beginning. Now, today's hearing capped off what will now go down in history as one of the single biggest, most epic embarrassments in history, in American history. What happened today should shock the conscience of every American. The liars in the Democratic Party, their cheerleaders in the media mob, they have been exposed yet again. You can never trust these people, ever. For 2.5 years, there they were. Now Robert Mueller, the golden goose. According to them, he was going to swoop in and prove their insane Russian lies, conspiracy theories once and for all, and that Donald Trump is going to be washed up and impeached and run out of town. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm watching the media today, and they were just about more depressed than they were on election night 2016. All week they were hyping up Mueller's testimony. Just this weekend, you had two of the biggest liars in the United States Congress. There they were, Chairman Nadler and the cowardly Adam Schiff, predicting Mueller's remarks would prove the president's guilt as an unindicted co-conspirator responsible for high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, it's safe to say that never happened. And per usual, the two biggest liars in Congress were caught lying again. Robert Mueller's testimony, well, the only way to put it was an unmitigated disaster. It was ugly. Here is just a small sample of what went down. We have a busy show tonight. Small sample.
Mr. Mueller, who wrote the 9-minute comments you read at your May 29th press conference?
I'm not going to get into that.
Okay, so that's what I thought. You didn't write it.
Can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined?
I cannot, but this is a unique situation.
Well, you can't. Time is short. I've got 5 minutes. Let's just leave it at you can't find it because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist.
What's interesting, you can charge 13 Russians no one's ever heard of, no one's ever seen. No one's ever going to hear of them. No one's ever going to see them. You can charge them. You can charge all kinds of people who are around the president with false statements. But the guy who launches the guy who puts this whole story in motion, you can't charge him. I think that's amazing.
I'm not certain I agree with your characterizations.
Well, I'm reading from your report.
Only one of two things is possible, right? Either Steele made this whole thing up and there were never any Russians telling him of this vast criminal conspiracy that you didn't find, or Russians lied to Steele. Now, if Russians were lying to Steele to undermine our confidence in our duly elected president, that would seem to be precisely your purview because you stated in your opening that the organizing principle was to fully and thoroughly investigate Russia's interference. But you weren't interested in whether or not Russians were interfering through Christopher Steele. And if Steele was lying, then you should have charged him with lying like you charged a variety of other people. But you say nothing about this in your report.
Great point, Jordan. Great point, Getz. These guys were amazing today. Not a good day at all for Robert Mueller. The liars in the media mob, the conspiracy theorists, those pushing a hoax in Congress and the media. As a matter of fact, even a worse day for Democrats. They use Mueller as their big pawn in what was a disgusting political game. They came up empty, but dangerously close to literally creating damage that would probably be unfixable. Byron York writing that Mueller's confused and dazed performance raises questions about handling of the investigation. Obama's former chief strategist David Axelrod say this is very, very painful. The conspiracy theorists over there at Roswell Maddow's MSDNC, they even called the hearing just boring and confused, and then admitted, even Chucky Todd admitted it was a disaster. Well-known Trump hater Lawrence Tribe also called the hearing a disaster. And cue the violins because the witch hunt is dead. The media mob is in mourning. This is probably the most depressed they've been since election night 2016 when they got those exit polls 5:15 showed, oh my gosh, Donald Trump didn't win a single state. They started their coverage at 6 o'clock. They were happy, gleeful, giddy, excited. They couldn't believe it. And then the night unfolded and reality caught up. Kind of like today. Take a look.
There were times in the hearing when he was sharp as a tack, but we can't avoid the fact that there were times in the hearing that he was not.
Well, today, he was a witness, and he frankly wasn't a really good witness. They needed to bring the report to life.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, it didn't come to life. It's still slumbering.
Yeah.
In fact, it is in a deep sleep.
He was the FBI director when I worked for George W. Bush. To be honest, this was not the Robert Mueller I knew.
Bob Mueller's not a made-for-TV guy, and we live in a made-for-TV society.
If you were looking for a made-for-TV kind of character, and Mueller was not that, perhaps, today.
You do not have that viral movie trailer moment.
You know, we talked about folks preferring movies to books. Occasionally, the books are better than the movies. In this case, the book was much better than the movie.
A lot of Democrats in particular used the D word and branded this a disaster.
On optics, this was a disaster.
You look who's winning now. It certainly seems like Donald Trump is winning.
They're sad.
It's true, doesn't it? Isn't it? It does appear that Donald Trump is winning. In fact, I would say Winning all the way around. Let's try and put this in our past history, ladies and gentlemen. We now can move forward, and a lot of things are happening. I'm telling you, we didn't get to a lot of other things. Tomorrow we'll catch up. But this has such huge importance to New California. We know that New California as a state is coming now. It's over. This part is over. Let's build this new state. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Remember, get your DEF system today and go to a21r.com and click on DEF and get it. And thanks for listening and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.